I'm VOA's Steve Miller with your worldwide news update. Ahead of Oval Office remarks Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on his Truth social media platform, quote, "Based on the fact that Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now, I am strongly considering large-scale banking sanctions, and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and final settlement agreement on peace is reached. To Russia and Ukraine, get to the table right now before it is too late," end quote. Ahead of planned talks with the U.S. next week, Ukrainian officials report on Friday that Russia used missile and drone strikes overnight across a broad swath of the nation, striking targets in five regions, damaging residential buildings, and injuring residents. More from Anna Chernikova in Kyiv.
At this point, energy infrastructure, particularly gas-related infrastructure, was severely damaged in the western part of the country and also in the central part. What we can see is that it was targeted attack to energy infrastructure.
Ukraine reports that at least 10 people were wounded. In posts on his social media accounts, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian attack included almost 70 cruise and ballistic missiles and nearly 200 attack drones. European Union leaders on Friday downplayed skepticism from U.S. President Donald Trump about solidarity among NATO members. Their comments came after EU leaders backed plans to spend more on defense amid growing U.S. disengagement. For additional stories around the clock, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform or on X, Instagram, and Facebook. This is VOA News. Palestinian medical authorities say an Israeli drone strike killed two people in Gaza on Friday. The Israeli military said the drone struck a group of people operating near its troops in northern Gaza and planting an explosive device in the ground, but gave no details on casualties. Conflict in Democratic Republic of Congo has sent 63,000 refugees fleeing into neighboring Burundi in its latest such influx in decades, with conditions dire at a crammed stadium camp and many stuck in the fields outside. Faith Kasina is the UNHCR regional spokesperson for the East Horn of Africa and Great Lakes regions.
The situation is quite dire, but aid agencies, including the UNHCR, local agencies have really stepped up to help the people who are arriving. But as I said, needs are fast outpacing the ongoing response, and it's an important and urgent injection of funds that are required to make sure that people are able to live in dignity, to make sure that lives are not lost, and also to help people who are arriving from DRC who continue to arrive, and we expect more to arrive, actually, in the coming days and weeks.
The agency has urged countries to contribute to its emergency appeal for $40.4 million for life-saving help to support the potential influx of 258,000 refugees into Burundi, Tanzania, and Zambia as fighting continues between the Congolese army and the M23 rebel group. Protesters, both in support of and against South Korea's suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol, gathered in Seoul and Wiwong on Friday following a court decision to cancel Yoon's arrest warrant. The court's decision potentially paves the way for his release from jail, where he faces trial on insurrection charges over a brief imposition of martial law. The ruling did not dismiss the criminal charges that led to Yoon's arrest on January 15th, and the case is separate from his impeachment, which is still pending before the Constitutional Court. A war monitor said Friday that clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Bashar al-Assad in the country's coastal region have left more than 70 people dead and the area outside government control. State media reports government forces sent major reinforcements overnight to the cities of Latakia and Tartus, as well as nearby towns and villages that are the heartland of the minority Alawite sect and the base of support for Assad to try to get the situation under control. The clashes are the worst since Assad was removed from power in early December. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.